Chapter 22. Now the festival of the unleavened bread, which is called Passover, was getting near. And the chief priests and the scribes were looking for an effective way to get rid of him, because they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered into Judas, the one called Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. And he went off and talked with the chief priests and temple captains about how to betray him to them. They were delighted at this, and agreed to give him silver money. So he consented, and began looking for a good opportunity to betray him to them without a crowd around. The day of the unleavened bread now arrived, on which the Passover sacrifice must be offered. So Jesus sent Peter and John, saying,
"Go and get the Passover ready for us to eat."
They said to him,
"Where do you want us to get it ready?"
He said to them,
"Look, when you enter into the city, a man carrying an earthenware water jar will meet you. Follow him into the house that he enters, and say to the landlord of the house, 'The teacher says to you, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' And that man will show you a large furnished upper room. Get it ready there."
So they left and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared for the Passover. So when the hour came, he reclined at the table along with the apostles, and he said to them,
"I have greatly desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer, for I tell you, I will not eat it again until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God."
And accepting a cup, he gave thanks and said,
"Take this, and pass it from one to the other among yourselves. For I tell you, from now on, I will not drink again from the product of the vine until the kingdom of God comes."
Also, he took a loaf, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying,
"This means my body, which is to be given in your behalf. Keep doing this in remembrance of me."
Also, he did the same with the cup after they had the evening meal, saying,
"This cup means the new covenant by virtue of my blood, which is to be poured out in your behalf. But look, the hand of my betrayer is with me at the table. For indeed, the Son of Man is going his way according to what has been determined. All the same, woe to that man through whom he is betrayed."
So they began to discuss among themselves which one of them could really be about to do this. However, there also arose a heated dispute among them over which one of them was considered to be the greatest. But he said to them,
"The kings of the nations lord it over them, and those having authority over them are called benefactors. You, though, are not to be that way, but let the one who is the greatest among you become as the youngest, and the one taking the lead as the one ministering. For which one is greater, the one dining or the one serving? Is it not the one dining? But I am among you as the one serving. However, you are the ones who have stuck with me in my trials, and I make a covenant with you, just as my Father has made a covenant with me for a kingdom, so that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom and sit on thrones to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Simon, Simon, look, Satan has demanded to have all of you to sift you as wheat. But I have made supplication for you that your faith may not give out, and you, once you have returned, strengthen your brothers."
Then he said to him,
"Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death."
But he said,
"I tell you, Peter, a rooster will not crow today until you have denied knowing me 3 times.
He also said to them,
"When I sent you out without a money bag, and a food pouch, and sandals. You did not lack anything, did you?"
They said,
"No."
Then he said to them,
"But now let the one who has a money bag take it, likewise a food pouch, and let the one who has no sword sell his outer garment and buy one. For I tell you that what is written must be accomplished in me, namely, 'He was counted with lawless ones,' for this is being fulfilled concerning me."
Then they said,
"Lord, look, here are two swords."
He said to them,
"It is enough."
On leaving, he went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. On arriving at the place, he said to them,
"Carry on prayer, so that you do not enter into temptation."
And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw away, and he bent his knees and began to pray, saying,
"Father, if you want to, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, let not my will, but yours take place."
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. But he was in such agony that he kept praying more earnestly, and his sweat became as drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went to the disciples, he found them slumbering, exhausted from grief. He said to them,
"Why are you sleeping? Get up and keep praying, so that you do not enter into temptation."
While he was still speaking, look, a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them, and he approached Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said to him,
"Judas, are you betraying the Son of Man with a kiss?"
When those around him saw what was going to happen, they said,
"Lord, should we strike with the sword?"
One of them even struck the slave of the high priest, taking off his right ear. But in reply, Jesus said,
"That is enough."
And he touched the ear and healed him. Jesus then said to the chief priests and captains of the temple and elders who had come there for him,
"Did you come out with swords and clubs as against a robber? While I was with you in the temple day after day, you did not lay your hands on me. But this is your hour and the authority of darkness."
Then they arrested him and led him off, and they brought him into the house of the high priest. But Peter was following at a distance. When they lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter was sitting among them. But a servant girl, seeing him sitting in the light of the fire, looked closely at him and said,
"This man was also with him."
But he denied it, saying,
"I do not know him, woman."
After a short time, another person saw him and said,
"You too are one of them."
But Peter said,
"Man, I am not."
And after about an hour had passed, another man began insisting strongly,
"Certainly, this man was also with him, for he is, in fact, a Galilean."
But Peter said,
"Man, I do not know what you are saying."
And instantly, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. At this, the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter, and Peter recalled the statement of the Lord when he had said to him, "Before a rooster crows today, you will disown me three times." And he went outside and wept bitterly. Now the men who held Jesus in custody began to mock him, hitting him, and after covering his face, they kept asking,
"Prophesy, who is it that struck you?"
And they said many other blasphemous things against him. And when it became day, the assembly of elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, And they led him into their Sanhedrin hall and said,
If you are the Christ, tell us.
But he said to them,
Even if I told you, you would not believe it at all. Moreover, if I questioned you, you would not answer. However, from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the powerful right hand of God.
At this they all said,
Are you therefore the Son of God?
He said to them,
You yourselves are saying that I am.
They said,
Why do we need further testimony? For we ourselves have heard it out of his own mouth.